Our declaration for Wember Collins, Wember Collins, date of birth 6/10/73, date of service is 3/20/2024, and date of accident is 10/2/2021. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation today. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident, allegedly as occurring. He was arrested in his front seat passenger in a Uber, and he was T-boned on the passenger side. It caused him headache along with dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, sleep, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, and the pain syndrome that started initially affected his neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, left elbow, and both knees. The patient was scheduled for a knee surgery, but it could not be done due to the insurance issues. Today, he reports the following, that his pain is affecting his neck around 8, mid-back pain is 8, lower back pain is 8, pain in the left shoulder is 8, and the left elbow is around 8. Most of the pain is located in lateral epicondyle, which may require injection. Pain in the left knee is around 10, and he is swelling and hard time to walk. His pain is reported to be 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in most of the areas, and he does not report any weakness of the neck related in the upper extremity or lower extremities. ADLs are affected 8. 70% improvement is reported by the patient so far with all the treatments. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. Most of the TBI symptoms are reported gone. And additional history, please review. And please review the compliance history. And then physical examination still remains the same from previous visit, which is dated /2/26/2024. The dictation number is 0311-130. The patient diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the same medications and treatment. Patient is advised to have a second consultation with Dr. Lou Sredin for spine specialist regarding spinal cord stimulation device as an alternate to cervical spine surgery that is reported, recommended by the Dr. Haki. He is provided with the medications, which are Norco 10 over 325 once a day, 30 tablets, pain relief, Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day for pain relief, and also Naproxen, Elavil, and Lidocaine gel. Maps and lens have been reviewed. The patient was also recommended an injection to the left knee intra-articular based on the MRI findings. Patient agreed and signed a consent. The procedure was done as follows. The procedure was done on date 3/20/2023. Procedure is intra-articular injection of the left knee. The procedure was done according to the protocol. 10 cc total injection was carried out with dexamethasone and morphine after achieving complete asepsis. Medical indications were based on the MRI finding of the left knee, which are as follows. The patient has a partial maceration and tearing of the body of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, mucoid degeneration, delamination of anterior cruciate ligaments, degenerative spurring and chondromalacia of grade 4, and moderate knee joint effusion with synovitis. The patient was given the injection to relieve some pain temporarily until his surgery can be organized. Because of the insurance problem, the surgery could not be done and was canceled. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time.